In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever seen a miracle? God reaching his hand right in front of your face and performing something that cannot be explained in any other way. Have you ever explained away a miracle? Missed some amazing intervention by God only because of the distractions and diversions of and the details of daily life? Today's gospel is a little lesson about faith, what it is and what it is not. Now, we're not talking about so-called blind faith. There is such a thing, I guess. The idea of hoping for the best while having no idea how things really are going to work out, especially those things over which you have some influence or responsibility. We're talking about the Christian faith. Faith in Jesus, who has some very definite thoughts and plans for you. As it says in Jeremiah 29, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Above all, of course, is the plan for your salvation by means of the forgiveness of your sins. That's number one. The plan has always been that there is only one way in which your sin can be forgiven and taken away. Namely, as the scripture says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And how much blood was shed throughout the Old Testament, the animal sacrifices. But it was only the blood of the Paschal Lamb, that is the holy, innocent, perfect, spotless Lamb of God, the Son of God himself, that proved to be the worthy price. It is God's plan that you be saved, number one. But it's also God's plan that you be filled with his Spirit, that you be sanctified or be made holy people. It's also God's plan even that you suffer with Christ. All of these things are clearly set out in the New Testament. Well, the details of how all that works out in your life are going to be different than how it works out in mine. But the faith of God that he gives never gives up, never gives in. We may be tempted to stop believing when life begins to be falling off its hinges, but divine faith is even stronger than that. Keeps believing even when we don't want to. It has to be easier, we may think, wrongly so, that the inner circle of disciples, Peter, James, and John, was easier for them to believe. Just before today's text, they were coming back down the mountain having witnessed nothing less than our Lord's transfiguration, where in his glory he spoke about God's plan of salvation with Moses and Elijah to be accomplished in what he called his Exodus, that is his death on the cross and resurrection from the grave. But when they came down that mountain, how quickly things changed. What did they see? of those other nine disciples. And what did they hear? Everyone saw them and gathered around them, but Jesus noticed that they had been arguing with each other. Well, what were they arguing about? He asks, as if he didn't know. They argued about a healing that didn't happen. It was a terrible situation involving a child who had an obvious behavioral problem. Isn't that how we diagnose it today? Instead, of course, everyone blamed it on possession by an evil spirit. But is that so different after all? All evil, all destruction, all violence, all death is from the devil after all. Upon asking the child's father, he ended by saying these words. And these words have always captivated me, and they do so this Sunday. The man said, "But if you can do anything, comma, have compassion on us and help us." And it's Jesus' response to these words that teach us an important lesson about faith. Now, I've always read Jesus' words, "if you can," as if they had a question mark or an exclamation point after them, just repeating, kind of in a judgmental way, the Father's comment. If you can, what do you mean, if I can? Questioning Jesus' ability. But there is no such mark in the Greek. Just a comma. And interestingly enough, the old authorized King James Version turns it around and has Jesus there saying to the man, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." So which is it? It is a question about, is it a question about Jesus' ability to help, or is it a question about the man's faith? The ESV has an exclamation point. Other translations have a question mark, so that they opt for that first way, questioning Jesus' ability. But actually, after pondering it, I guess the old Lutheran answer is it's really both. Let's say at first and right off the bat, it will not be the man's faith that makes the miracle happen. That's that phony promise of all the healing ceremonies that maybe you've seen on TV, or maybe you've checked them out in the live, preaching that exact thing. And then when the healing doesn't follow, when nothing happens, the conclusion is you didn't have enough faith. No, the lack of faith does not tie the hands of Jesus. Say that again. The lack of faith does not tie the hands of Jesus. Miracles are not dependent on faith, but only on the will of Jesus. How many times do we read in the New Testament of a healing miracle when the subject is quite unaware of Jesus, much less of faith in him? John chapter 5, a man is healed by the pool of Bethesda. When questioned by others, all the man said was, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, take up your bed and walk." When they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk?" The evangelist tells us, "Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, and there, as there was a great crowd in the place." Or how about the man born blind in John chapter 9, who only gradually came to faith? "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" No miracles are dependent on the faith, but only on the will of Jesus. But This man was a believer. As he said, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." And isn't that where we find ourselves so often? We believe in the possibility of God's gracious will and work and plan. Boy, do we. That's why we're here. And yet how often we are beset by doubt. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Sometimes we're amazed as the eyes of our faith are fully aware of God's gracious presence and activity for our good. Great. Kind of like those three on the Mount of Transfiguration. Sometimes, however, we lose sight of the ministry of the angels all around us, of God's provision for our daily needs, much less of the times because of the everyday normality of life's daily needs. So, this is to be our prayer today and every day. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.